Greetings, Buccaneer fans. I'm Scott Smith here in Buccaneers studio, bringing you your Buccaneers Insider for Thursday, October 17th. Guard David Joseph returned to practice today and said afterwards that he has no doubt he'll be able to play on Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons in the Georgia Dome. On the other hand, running back Jeff Timps definitely will not play. He is undergoing surgery for a groin injury suffered against the Eagles. However, today we would like to focus more on the Buccaneers' upcoming opponent, the Falcons. Atlanta's offense ranks 8th in the NFL in yards per game and is led by red-hot quarterback Matt Ryan, who has a 100.9 passer rating so far through 5 games. Even though the Falcons are without such key players as running back Steven Jackson and wide receivers Roddy White and Julio Jones, Buccaneers defensive end Adrian Claiborne says that Matt Ryan still has plenty of weapons to utilize.
They still got weapons on offense, and they still got a great running back, even though it's changed. And they got Matt Ryan, and he's pretty good, and they got a great coach, too. So, I mean, and it's still always a rival, so just got to step up your game even a little bit more. It's going to be very hostile. I mean, nobody expected us to be in a situation. I know they didn't expect to be where they are right now, and I know their fans are going to be pushing, and they're going to be loud. So we're going to a very hostile environment probably, and we both need this W.
Tampa Bay's own offense is still trying to find its stride in 2013, but did make some improvements last Sunday against the Eagles with a season-high 354 yards of offense in only rookie quarterback Mike Glennon's second start. After practice today, running back Doug Martin told us that he did see some more open lanes against the Eagles thanks to some better work in the passing game. One of the men who opens up those lanes for Martin, fullback Eric Lorig, talked to us after practice about the state of the Buccaneers running game and how well Doug Martin is playing this year.
It's just generally a focus on execution. I don't think there's a specific thing that's going on, but I think it's just a commitment to more focus and to more execution in a general way. And I think when you do that throughout the week, you just sort of see those blossoming on Sundays. Well, I think in any NFL offense or any football offense, you know, you don't want to be predictable, and any sort of variety in formations or in, you know, ball or passing versus running is going to help all areas of the game.
Safe to say Doug Martin's running and seeing the field as well as ever. It's just a matter of
yeah, time. Doug's the man. Doug is awesome. Doug is a high-level player.
That'll do it for today on Buccaneers Insider. We'll be back tomorrow to get a closer look at this Buccaneer-Falcons matchup and give you an idea of who may and may not be able to suit up on Sunday in the Georgia Dome.